you had the best date ever.
The other person, not so much.
It's your second date update with John Monroe and Jackson.
As we say good morning to Elijah. Good morning, Elijah.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing well. How about yourself? How goes the dating life in 2020 when the world seems to be falling apart?
Yeah, right? It's good. It's going well.
Good. Awesome. Hey. Well, catch us up. Tell us what's happening and how we can help you then.
Well, I went on a date with this girl, Amelia, and our friends hooked us up. You know, I think we both really, really love cats, and I think that was the reason why our friends hooked us up together.
Okay.
And, you know, we texted a few times, and, you know, we sent pics to each other and looked each other up, I'm sure. She did to me. I know I did to her online and the, you know, social media. And we decided, we'd go out, and I'd pick her up, and we go to the drive-in. You know, I'd never been, and she hadn't been since she was a kid, so it seemed like what everyone's doing right now, too, right?
Dude, that sounds a lot of fun for, like, a first date. Like, because it is so... No, Monroe?
I don't know. It sounds so awkward. But also, I would be like, you're not just expecting me to make out with you here, are you, young man?
Do you feel like a drive-in still is implied make out like it was in the 1950s?
Yeah.
Is that why? I just want to make sure I'm understanding.
No. No, I mean, the same could be said about, you know, movie theaters, right? You know, but now's not the time we're in movie theaters. But if you go to a movie, that would be the same expectation. I never had that expectation.
Okay.
It was just, it was what we just decided to do. So, you know, we went there and we were talking throughout the whole thing, and we brought in some sandwiches. I thought we were having a good time, you know.
It's
like old school movie day. We were watching Ferris Bueller. And we ended up just talking through it. And
you shouldn't talk through a movie, dude.
It's Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I'm pretty sure that, like, you don't need to. You can kind of.
If you were gonna watch a movie, watch the movie.
We had seen it before. We wanted to talk and connect. I mean,
it's a date.
I don't know. You know, we know what the movie is.
It's a first date. If they wanted to watch, like, a new movie or something, then they would have watched something newer and ignored each other.
It's kind of like background noise.
Yeah.
Really.
In fact, most of the time, you're not.
Yes, completely.
If it wasn't for COVID, I wouldn't even recommend doing a movie for a first date.
Right.
How could you possibly get to know each other?
But the drive-in's kind of a different way to do it, because you can talk.
Exactly. And a movie you've already seen, easy peasy.
Did you say for the second one?
Well, I asked her if she did. Footloose is playing, so I figured it would be the same thing, you know. But she said no, and you know, I drove her home, and I haven't heard back from her. And I asked my friend, and she's like, yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, look elsewhere. She's not really into me. And the thing is, I tried to make a move during the movie. I tried to kiss her. It didn't go well. And I'm wondering if that's the reason why she's not calling me back, because I thought we had a good time, and I just wanted a second chance if she's into it. I don't know.
So I got to apologize to Monroe then for a second here. Because he did. Let me take back my shocked outrage, because he did try to make a move.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad that you...
You called it.
But you immediately held up your hand.
Yeah.
That's not expected. It would be the same thing if you were walking in the park and you felt a moment of a run, you know.
Right. You felt like the moment presented itself, and maybe it did not the way you thought it did.
I guess so. That's what I'm wondering.
Okay. Well, we can call up. I'm sorry, I didn't write down her name. What was her name again?
Amelia.
We can call up Amelia, and we can ask her if it was you trying to make the move that kind of scared her off, or we can try to work a second chance for you. Do you want us to?
Yeah. Yes, please. I'd like to know. I would like some help.
Okay, then we'll do it next.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
The biggest argument this morning with the second date update is Ferris Bueller's Day Off, it seems like, here in the studio. If you missed it, we were talking to Elijah. He picked up Amelia, and they went to the drive-in, and they're playing, like, a lot of classic movies right now there. And so he saw Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and then they decided to go home before Footloose begun. Now, Jackson, you're saying it's the perfect time to talk because...
Because it's a movie everyone's seen 1,000 times.
Yeah.
It's just the two of you in the car. And it's a first date. You're supposed to talk during a first date.
Monroe, you disagree completely with
that. Yeah, why did you ask me if I wanted to go watch a movie if you didn't want to watch it?
Now,
for someone who I've never seen shut up in her entire life, she sure takes quiet time during movies very seriously.
Absolutely.
All right, Elijah, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, cool, man. Hey, listen, we were able to track down Amelia. She's actually talking on the phone right now to producer Danny. I'm going to pick up with her. Don't say a word. Just kind of listen in, and we'll see what happens, okay?
Okay, all right.
Cool. Hey, Amelia, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. So I'm John, and Jackson's here, and Monroe's here with Mix 105.1. You got a few minutes?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Hey, we do this thing on a show where we try to help out people who have gone on dates and they thought it went well, and all of a sudden that person who they went on the date with is social distancing away from them and not calling back. And you know what? You have done that recently to Elijah, who reached out to our show. And so we're just calling to see kind of like what happened.
Oh my God. I had nightmares about this date.
Really?
It is haunting me forever.
Oh my gosh. Because we talked to him and he seemed fun and
because
cool.
He talks in movies, isn't it?
Oh wow. I talked to him on the phone, you know, before the date. Our friends are, we have a mutual friend who wanted to set us up or whatever. And I talked to him on the phone and I was like, it's a little weird, but like, I know some people are weird on the phone just because it's a phone or whatever. So I was like, oh, in person, you know, let's go on a date. And, oh, you guys, you know, we're going to a drive-in movie, which is like super cool. I used to go to them as a kid.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this will be fun or whatever. And he picks me up and three of his cats are in the back seat, like not even like free. Not even, like, in cages. And there's three of them. And I was just like, because I have a cat, but I'm not going to bring it with me in a car on a date. I'm not going to bring my cat to my date on a first date.
Now, did you know he was a cat person?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, with social media and everything, clearly Facebook sucks.
On social media, he is obviously a super fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, like he has you know an Instagram for each of his cats.
Oh yeah, okay.
So, you know, which I was like, oh, you know, love your cats, whatever.
So these cats are just roaming around. I just want to make sure I understand.
They're just sitting. They're just sitting in the back seat, roaming around. You know, like three of them.
Yeah.
It's not even like he brought one. He brought three of them. Like, you know.
That's terrible.
Anyway, the cats are in the back, and so we get to the movie or whatever, which, you know, Ferris Bueller, and we're having, like, a conversation, and, you know, it's just so awkward because there's cats back there, and then, you know, trying to watch the movie, but also I don't want to be like, I don't want to let on that the cats are weird because I don't know what that's going to bring. Like it might turn him into something,
right?
Like, you know, crazy cat lady, but maybe crazy cat guy. And then I would never ride home. Like, what if he kicked me out of the car? So I was just like, okay, I'll have conversation with you. And then halfway through them, I think it was during you know, the parade scene or whatever, where like the Donkashane.
Yes.
He leans over to kiss me, which, you know, this is not the romantic part of the movie, but also the cat, one of the cats in the back is violently throwing up, like has a hairball or something, but it's like,
oh no.
And meanwhile, he's leaning in for a kiss. Like, this is the romantic part. And I was just like, oh my God, no, look at the parade.
Oh,
I love this song. Oh, here come the Dutch ladies.
Awkward, yeah.
So when the movie ends, he's like, oh, do you want to stay for Footloose? And I was like, no, I want to go home. And so, like, I'm getting dropped off, and I, like, open the door, and my hand slides down, and my hand just goes into some of the cat vomit.
No.
I don't know.
No.
There for a while, and I got home and showered at least three times. I couldn't believe it. It was too much, and it kind of scared me away, and I didn't call him back.
I think that's understandable. That's a lot. Jackson, you're a cat person.
Right. Yeah, I am a cat person.
Does this sound like something you would do?
I wouldn't do this. The thing is, I understand that not everyone else is cat people.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not saying that cats aren't wonderful, but I know that they're not for everyone.
Uh-huh.
But I will tell you that if someone came and picked me up and had three cats in the backseat, I'd be like, oh, right. What is this party? Who are these guys? I would love it.
Well,
but you got to know your audience.
You and Elijah could be best buds. In fact, Amelia, Elijah's on the phone right now. He's been listening in. Hey, Elijah.
Hi, Amelia.
Dude, what's with the cats?
I thought that was like part of our thing, you know, and they wanted to meet her.
Yeah.
Sure. Huh.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Amelia, we called to try to get a second date. I don't know. I got to be honest. I'm trying to read the room here and I don't feel like it's going to happen, but I'm happy to pay.
She used the words night. She has nightmares about it.
I know. So, are you interested, Amelia, in a second date? We have Elijah here. We can make it happen.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Even with like, if you guys pay for it, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and just say no. Thanks though for the offer.
Listen, I gotta tell you though, you doing a sound effect of a cat throwing up, you crushed it. I mean, that was like, you could always go into voiceover work if you.
Great. Perfect.
Yeah.